Heisman Sparkler.
Yeah.
Here we go. And that's done. It's ready. Fingers will start counting.
Now you get that open, pull that thing open.
Okay. Yep, it's recording as we speak.
Running it.
Go ahead. Whatever.
Call this meeting to order. We're here to sign the warning for town meeting.
Yep, and it's being recorded, right?
And it's being recorded, yes. Jerry, Steve, and I are here, along with Denise.
Did you guys see any changes?
Steve, yes?
I have one question.
Okay.
Being relative to, we're here for the annual meeting, for our warning.
Yes.
And on the second page, item number 7, to see if the voters of the town of Newport will vote to appropriate $21,840. My question is, what they sent us in the mail was not, it didn't say to put it on the warning, Orleans County. What it said was, and I can't remember now, I will look it up, something about, it was a proposal.
You're right.
Remember proposal. That? They were putting together a proposal for X number of hours at X number of dollars per hour. For a total of $21,840. We've had the discussion about maybe looking for something else.
Yes.
Should we remove the part where it says to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department?
I want to say that she did an email request to be put on the warning.
Okay, we'll let you confirm that.
But you're right, it did say proposal.
Yeah.
Now that you say that, I didn't.
And my point is that if it says Orleans County Sheriff's Department, that's where it goes.
That's where it goes, correct.
You don't change that. The voters approved Orleans County. So if we want to look to... Go somewhere else. We will have the money. And it's the money that they want.
Yes.
And we can choose them if so be.
I came in this morning and I've made up a list of things that the Sheriff's Department has done. Partial list that the Sheriff's Department has done. Tickets, hours, warnings, arrests, fines. My thought today was to invite Jennifer again to the next select board meeting and say, this is what we're planning on doing. If you'd like to step up. But
once we sign the warning, if that's in there.
Right. We can rephrase that to for law enforcement services.
And it does say that. It says to appropriate $21,840, and if we take out to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department, and it says to allow for police services in the town for contractual year April 1 through March 31st, 2020.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
Yep. I'm happy with that.
Criteria is all met.
Yep.
Yep.
We just need to remove their name.
Right. Yep. I'm happy with that. I mean, I don't
and
know.
We can contract with whoever we want.
I don't know if they would come up here. They do for special details. I don't know as if they would for work.
Who's that?
Caledonia, Lamoille, Franklin. Yeah. I don't know if they would step on other toes.
What's this private service that's over in Newport Transmission? Across from Shattuck Motors.
There's a security service there?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Is that the hospital, guys?
I don't know.
Oh. They have no enforcement hours.
Okay.
They have. Same way with the town constable. Unless they go to the police academy, they have no enforcement powers.
I'm so sure she sent me a letter.
So, I never saw it. So, if you didn't forward it. I did save the email from her, or from you. And it did say just an proposal.
Yes, I think so. I know so. I know it was a proposal.
Yeah. So it's not like we'd like to be included, but we're asking to be put on the agenda. It was a proposal.
Yeah, it's right here.
Rick's got it. Yeah.
Tammy LaCourse. Open Sesame. The sheriff shall provide deputies in patrol cars on an average 336 hours throughout the year. The town will be charged $65 per hour for a total of $21,840.
Yep. So, I think we should change that.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. It's, if we stay the same, it's going to be the same. It's going to be same thing. If we go somewhere different, which I'm not sure we can, but.
Right. It gives us the opportunity to.
Right.
What is the closest sheriff or police services?
I don't know, which is closer,
Caledonia, pretty much.
So, does the Vermont State Police, they don't contract out?
No.
No, not a bit.
There was talk that they were going to do that.
They were talking about, they were going...
Just to see, to make sure that I didn't miss something?
I didn't hear that.
Because they sent us a contract. So would that count?
No. The contract is there after it is approved, and then we sign it.
Right.
Correct.
The contract doesn't make it.
And we went round and round on that because they used to want us to sign it the first of the year.
Yes.
Right. We went round and round and said, no, it'll be after town meeting.
Yeah.
When things pass.
It took a long time to get Newport Ambulance and all these people to understand where this money comes from.
Yeah.
Phew.
Yeah.
I fought with, what's that little short man? He's a Newport
man. Parody?
No.
Back in the day.
I fought with him too.
Prono.
Yeah, Prono. Charlie Prono. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You guys just don't understand where taxpayer money comes from. Just put it in your budget.
Yeah.
It is, as soon as the voters approve it. Oh, when he was on the town council, we had some go-arounds.
It's about, like, the state and government. Just vote it in. We'll figure out how to pay for it after.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I was thinking about for the letter. December 2nd. I'm writing this letter to inform you our finances for 2025. That being said, under the current foundation, the funding we have to operate like any other small business. With the rising costs, I want to continue to professionalize and produce the best possible employees who can and will serve our community. Your current hourly rate is billed at $61 an hour. 25-26 will be $65 an hour. This represents a 6.5% increase. However, when compared to other professional services like mechanics, electricians, this is a reasonable request. Comparing apples to apples, the Vermont State Police are charging $90 an hour for contracted services. This decision was not made lightly. I hope that we can continue our relationship. It is my hope your continued feeling is that law enforcement is an important necessity in our community. Please reach out with any questions. Jennifer Hartlock.
That's a good letter ahead of the contract. But it doesn't force it to be put on the...
No.
Okay, no. So what do you want? Let me change the warning. What do you want?
Well, wait a minute. We need to get them. If you're going there, don't do it just once. I got a couple of others.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
So on number 7, we're just going to remove that. It's a short to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department.
Did you take my pen?
No. So he's going to appropriate 21,844
police services.
Police services.
To allow for
I got
services.
That amount somewhere though.
Yeah, from the
oh,
email.
Oh yeah. Okay, yeah.
That amount came from
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you want it to say?
Take out to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department to allow.
No, we don't take out to allow.
Leave
we only want
to allow in there.
Leave to allow in there. To the Orleans County Sheriff's Department. So once that's gone, it's going to appropriate $21,840 to allow for police services.
Okay, okay. I was going to say for police services, but yeah, to allow for police services, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Do I still have the floor?
Sure.
Yep.
On item number 5, still on the same page, at the top it says, as prescribed for listers or the Board of Listers under the provision of Title 32. After that, should there be a short thing that says, if passed, number 6 goes away?
No, that's the way all I got that from the league as to how other towns have done that. And then if that passes, then you just vote to pass over number 6. That's how they.
Okay.
That's so, how other towns have done.
Moderator,
you can do it. It's your warning.
So the moderator's got to know to pass over that. Yeah.
Because if they don't, they're going to ask, "Well, why are we electing a lister?"
Right.
Well, you have to put it in there in case the previous article fails.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
I know number 6 has to be
there.
Okay.
Yep.
But I just didn't know if a statement at the end of number 5.
This
is passed.
You can do whatever you want. It's your warning. This is how all the other towns have done it.
Well,
based on the league, but it's your warning. You can.
I was just thinking it would be smoother for the moderator and also for the people. You know, they're reading it. If passes, number 6 goes away. So,
yeah.
As I say, this came from the
right.
From all League of Cities and Towns and the elections. If you want to do something different,
it's up
then
to the other
if
two.
You want
I mean,
to change,
I put that in there.
If just, you want to change it, I know this is legal.
Okay.
Because it came from the
anything
league and elections.
Anything we do is legal.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything we do is legal.
Everything we do.
That's why Rick's on the board.
It's legal and binding, I guess. But yeah, you can.
Get our ass out of jail.
Yeah.
You can change it any way you want.
Don't hold your breath on that.
That doesn't matter to me. It just, it was clarified better, but.
Well, if you put that in there, you're kind of.
Muddying
in the water.
You are.
I guess
you're also saying, you know.
I understand what you're saying, but right. It's probably by putting it, it would.
See, if it was in there, then
make
I'd
more
argue,
questions asked.
If
but,
it was in there, then I would argue that you're forcing people to not vote for it if they want to list it.
Yeah.
See, this way they could run it through and vote it, and then think they're still going to get a lister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
And then my last, everybody still got the floor?
Sure.
Okay, my last thing is on number 26. All the other previous 9 items have at the bottom of it, you know, the dollar amount was voted last year. And number 26 was voted last year, but it doesn't say.
So.
$1,500 was voted last year.
Oh, yeah, that should, yep, you're right, that should be in there.
Number 27 is a brand new line item, so it doesn't say that.
Yep.
Wasn't voted last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so I can change that, that's right. Because they got a petition last year.
Because I was looking through to see how many additional monies
yep.
were in the budget.
Yep.
And I came to those last 2, and then I went and checked them to make sure that they were from last year,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't there. That's it. That's all I had.
Yep, that should be in there because they did get
I don't want to be a pain in the ass.
No, no,
no.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
You see it a lot. You see a lot more of that than I do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I had only one question for Denise, and I called and asked her, and she explained it, and that was that.
I've got two questions.
Mm-hmm.
Under Article 9, $45,000 for the town fire department. 40 was voted last year. Do we have to wait until town meeting day to get an accounting of why it went up $5,000?
It'll be in the town report. Oh, why it went up $5,000? Well, because everything has gone up. You know, fuel has gone up, repairs of the equipment has gone up. I can't speak for the fire department. I just know when they brought that in, he said, we ran it pretty close this year, he says, and everything's going up.
That is a question you'd raise your hand at town meeting and say, could somebody explain the $5,000 increase?
Yeah.
Okay. And the
dispatching, I think, went up a little bit, too, if I remember.
More than likely, yeah. As far as fuel was concerned, Mike sat here and said, let's leave our fuel the same. It went down.
Yeah.
So.
You know, and I have a question for the fire department also, and I heard that they purchased an amphibious vehicle to go out in the water, and all it does is go in circles. They bought it used from another fire department, and I heard what they paid for it, but I...
Yeah. It's not manned?
What?
It's not manned?
It is manned.
It is manned. And it still goes in circles?
They put it in the pond up here to try it, and all it does is go round and round and round, and everybody was there watching it, laughing, because it didn't go right. I just want to know what happened to that, and that was taxpayer money that paid for that.
Yeah.
But...
I don't know if it was taxpayer money or if it came out of their fundraising. I'm not sure how they paid for that.
Yeah, either way, it's money they're spending for the town. So. My other question was under the schools.
Yep.
$13,407 per student? That seems awful low.
You think so?
Well, considering they've got a $3 million budget. How many students we got?
I can't answer that. I don't have anything to do with the school anymore. I just got this warning from the school board. I wish I could tell you, but I can't.
Oh. I mean, you divide $3,809,700-something by, they got 130 kids? 150 kids?
I wish I could tell you.
It comes out to more than that, so... my thoughts, anyways. I thought that last year we were all talking about that, and it was up to I think $27,000 per student.
I wonder what I did get the North Country High School warning that I posted.
That one
is scary.
Yeah. Oh, all of the times we've put this warning together, we've always had what was voted last year.
Yeah.
And what they want this year.
Yeah.
And you read the very beginning of second paragraph, North Country Union High School and Career Center. No dollar figures, nothing. So if you
theirs went up to $13,300 per pupil. $13,391 is the high school. I just got their warning to post.
So maybe the 27 was between the two.
I don't know.
To me, if you saw on that North Country Union High School and Career Center what was passed last year and what they're asking for this year, and if it happened to be like $10 million more, that would be, I'm going to town meeting.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote. Now,
well, that's voted Australian ballot, Steve.
I know that.
Yeah.
It's not town, it has nothing to do with town meeting.
You would go to vote.
Yeah.
If you saw that. Without that figure, you could say, oh, shit, that's going to pass anyway, and not even go vote.
Well, the warning, their warning is in, it's posted, it's on their website, it's in the newspaper.
It does have the figures.
Oh, God, yeah, it has to.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know if that was a move on their part to keep the increases out
of
the public
eye. Oh, of course not.
They
have their own warning,
and
it has to be posted everywhere.
We have to have transparency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to be posted everywhere by law.
Perfect.
Yep. That's all I had.
I'm happy.
Yep.
I didn't bring that up until.
Yeah. No, I've got nothing to do with the school anymore, absolutely. So I couldn't even venture a guess.
None of us do. You drive out to that OSNU and it just makes you mad when you're driving the errand.
And that system's broke anyway.
So. Oh, yeah.
Oh, broke is not the word.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Let me go change these, and then I want to give it back to you guys just to review it.
So do we want to invite Ms. Harlow to the next meeting, or?
We only got one more meeting, right? Before town meeting, we only got one more meeting.
I know. Yeah, I know.
Yes, definitely.
And she's probably going to send her representative.
Yeah, well.
And it, you know, it would be to influence us on where we spend the.
Exactly.
We've asked and asked, and we don't get the results we're asking for, so.
Yep. And maybe she knows that she's the only game in town.
Well, that's it. I don't know if we can do something else or not. I mean, the only other option we might have.
She made a statement. $90, state police.
Yes.
Contracted services.
But I don't know what they contract for.
Oh.
I don't. Anytime I've dealt with them, they never contract with a town. You know, they will come in for Burlington, say, because Burlington needs the extra help. They'll come in, and that's where they bill them X amount of dollars per hour.
But I think they do that for any town, wouldn't they?
I don't know.
Be worth asking, I guess. I don't know.
I suppose it could be worth asking. I don't know. Who's the commander up here now?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody up there anymore.
Nope, I don't either. I used to work on their cars.
I used to know them all, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Those guys are all retired.
And
I knew all the dispatches, but they're not even around here anymore. They're in Burlington. So. I don't know if Greg Marsh still works up there or not. He did, but I'm not sure. Did office work up there.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he still does.
I don't know.
I'm Googling it. Commander at the Derby Barracks.
Yeah, my wife went to one of those.
Andy Jensen.
Oh, really?
He's the commander up there.
Who?
Andy Jensen.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay. Went to one of those readers. Tells you about the people that have passed, telling you things. And the girl told my wife that your mother wants you to make donuts. She started making donuts, and I think she does a pretty good job.
You're welcome. I figured you guys could share. Just double check me, because like I say, this is wicked important. Hi, Cody.
Hi, Ellen.
Good.
Well, we only need to go onto the things you changed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff's Department.
Yeah. Sheriff's Department to allow for police services to attend. Yeah, yeah.
And then we didn't add on to the Article 5.
And the next
total
one.
Total amount on the 1500.
Yep.
Number one, lady.
Food. Shelf services. 1500 was voted on last year.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
So that should be it.
That should be it.
In the learning center, we do have the petition. Okay, looks good to you guys?
Yep.
Okay, here you go.
Yep, Lieutenant Andrew Jensen.
Now, as long as the printer prints what they're supposed to.
That's right, and they will.
And they will?
And they will.
So you got that? We send a message to Ms. Harlow to come to the next meeting?
Oh, okay, I can ask her. I don't know if she'll be able to or not.
Well, or a representative.
Yeah, hang on.
Up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have a pen?
I do.
Or her representative, one or the other.
Okay.
Yeah, if you find those other two,
mm-hmm.
August and December.
Perfect.
Maybe Steve's got them, I don't know.
You want August through December?
No, August and December. I've got September, October, November.
Okay, cool. Yep.
Sheriff's Department reports. I did up a summary.
Yeah.
And going down through, checking how many hours they patrol every month, tickets, warnings, arrests, fines. And fines are terrible. You get $831 in fines for the year.
And yep. Some of them were on 105, so I don't even...
No, they don't. Those don't count.
Don't count.
No, we gotta keep track of that, because anything on the U.S. route doesn't come back to us.
Right.
It's got to be town ordinance comes back to us.
I wonder how much money we got last year.
But, I mean, hours patrolled, I mean, tickets. You get 15 tickets for the year.
So, is there a procedure of just giving warnings, making the town a safer place?
That is their prerogative.
That's their mission. Is that because I had emailed her after the meeting and told her that you guys did have concerns, because that was an agreement we made way back, you know.
Yeah.
We were unhappy to please let her know, if possible. And actually, Hono Wells called and he said, our job is not to make the town money and write tickets.
Nope.
Our job is to educate the public, and our job is safety first.
Yep. But I've got tickets here, and for the month of April, 4 tickets were issued. 61 in a 50, 73 in a 50. Well, the 50s are in state zones.
That's state highway.
Yeah. 45 in a 35, 61 in a 35. You know, to me, they should be concentrating more on our side roads than the main road through. I understand the school's on the main road through. I understand that. But to me, they should be concentrating on our sides.
Well, that's a good question, too, because when they're patrolling the state highway, their money that they collect back on the state highway goes to them, not to us.
It goes to the state coffers. If they write a ticket under 1007, which is our Title 23, Section 1003, is interstates, 1004, or basic rule, 1081, it goes back to the state. The municipal ordinance is 1008 under Title 23. That comes back to the town. Okay. If they're not writing them under that, then it goes back to the state.
So we could say that because we're taking taxpayer money and funding them, that their services that they provide to us should be on our roads.
Yes, not state roads.
Not state roads.
Yeah.
So stop billing us when you're in Newport Town on Route 100.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that they're billing us.
Oh.
I'm not saying that, because it doesn't differentiate that.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so I don't have any...
No.
Okay.
Yeah, for example...
And I can see both sides of that coin. I don't know, time goes by. At some point within the last couple of years, there was somebody on the Niles Road that called and complained that there was people going too fast on the Niles Road. I said, so... you call the sheriff, tell them the approximate times or whatever, and they do respond, and they will pay closer attention to the problem areas. So the sheriff actually did go out. They spent 2 hours on the Searles Road, and there was 2 cars that went by in that two-hour period. So they said, you know, we're using taxpayer money to sit on a road where for 2 hours we saw 2 cars, and they were not, those 2 cars were not speeding. So... you know, not to defend the sheriff's department, but there is 2 sides to that coin.
Well, absolutely.
And they actually went and talked to the person that called them, sat at their kitchen table, and explained the whole thing to them and said, look, you know.
Well, there is a pipeline out there that, I don't know how it works, but the sheriffs can set it to town garage, and in the summertime especially, we're setting in the garage. Be lucky if 2 cars go by.
Yeah.
They leave, it's like the floodgates open, and they're all going like 100 miles an hour. You've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, it's almost like soon as they sit there, a beacon goes up and don't go on that road. Yeah. You know, and, it's terrible.
It's the same when I got my last load of firewood from Poria.
Yeah.
He delivered it when the roads
were posted.
Were posted.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And I said, David, I told you that the roads are posted. I know where they are.
Yeah.
And I'm delivering early.
So there you go.
Yeah. Just start trucking.
Yeah.
So.
And but, Mike can't be on the roads 24 hours a day. No. You know, nor can the.
No, but Mike's not the police protection either.
No. So.
The thing I told the sheriff's department is, in Tohono, I said, sit out here in an unmarked car, like we used to do in the city. And he was one of the ones that used to come with us and do it. We'd sit up on Highland Avenue across from the old hospital. We'd run radar up there, and we'd have chase cars. We'd catch more friggin' people from 9 o'clock at night till midnight. We'd catch more people speeding through there, drunks. You gotta be creative.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
But are you educating the public?
Yes.
That's what I look at. Teddy Miller educated the public in Island Pond. He's still a vision up there.
You're right.
People, you know.
Yeah, I still
and he's been gone for, what, 20 years?
By that school.
Oh, you and, slow down. It's all of it.
And he recorded every stop.
Yeah.
He had recorded every stop.
So. He was about like Steve Edgley is for us with the dogs.
Yep.
Everything was written out.
Yeah.
So. Detailed.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Any further business for the town?
I beg your pardon?
Any further business for the town?
No.
Hearing none, I can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make the motion to adjourn.
All right. So be it.
All in favor, say aye.
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 You're welcome.
Oh.
Denise, when are you going to clean this mess up?
Soon.
Hold it down or hold it up?
Yeah.
I'm holding it down.
No, you got to hit the red button again. Yeah, okay. See it stop?
No.
Yeah.
Steve?
The numbers. To count numbers.
Do you feel bad?
I was in bed 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
So I'm feeling a lot better.